You always talk about the side hustle. You make some money on the side, right? Mm-hmm. What's the thing that made you some extra cash? So Bad Bobby, am I saying that right? Bad Bobby, right? She's the Catch Me on the Outside girl from Dr. Phil.
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
She doesn't want to be called that anymore. It's Danielle whatever her name is.
Brigoli.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
She's worth over $50 million now, I heard.
She made $50 million on OnlyFans. People didn't believe her. They thought like she was like just saying that, whatever. Yeah. And she posted her earnings page. And I'm looking at her earnings page and it's legit. She made $50 million on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think that she made something like over $1 million or something like that in the first 24 hours that she was on when she turned 18. So, I mean, on the one hand, I commend her entrepreneurship, her money-making skills. On the other hand, it makes me worry about the level of pervertedness that is going on in this country here.
100%.
I mean, she just turned 18. I understand that 18-year-olds are following other 18-year-olds, and they got a job. But that's not where all that money came from.
To me, it blows my mind because I think about all the things I've done in my life for some extra cash. I mean, I've done a lot. I was like the shock girl at a bar and it was a good money. Like, you know, like you go around with those little tubes. I don't know if they're allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember. Yep.
I used to make like $300 a night.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it was a lot of money like to do that.
I mean, that's great. If you had just cussed your mom out on Dr. Phil 4 years prior,
right?
I mean, people might have known who you were. You might have made even more. She had a big rap career, too. Like, I mean, she's made success at virtually everything she did, right?
I guess. Of course, I've never heard of her before this. And now I'm like, well, like, what else can you do? I think Shot Girl was the most extra fast cash, mm-hmm. you know, that I ever made. But what did you do to make extra cash on the side?
Well, I mean, that's part of the reason that I got into DJing in the first place was just that everybody always needs a DJ. Mm. I never was concerned with let me be the DJ so I can meet people at the party. It was, wait a minute, that guy in the corner is getting paid what?
Right.
How much money is he making?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to carry what? And how long has he been here? Oh, wait. And he got a bar tab on top of it for free? I mean, that math made sense to me right away.
Absolutely.
I didn't even have to take my shirt off for that.
For the record, when I was a shot girl, I never had to take my shirt off.
All right.
I mean, just saying.
Well, not just you, but right. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It'd be Bad Raven.
Bad Raven
but
Bobby.
But I'd spell it with an H.
How about I thought it was Barbie? I didn't even know it was baby. Ridiculous.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. Are you sweaty? You're not alone. A lot of people are sweaty. Now, here's the big thing. It's got a condition. It's called hyperhidrosis. It can be an indicator of a bigger problem, like diabetes, thyroid disease, menopause, pregnancy, anxiety.
Oh, I feel like I'm listening to WebMD right now at this point. Now I'm just going to freak out about everything.
I'm like a doctor. I'm just call me Dr. Zapp. That's all you got to do.
Hardly. Okay.
Right. But sometimes you just have sweatiness. Like, that's a real thing, right? So how do you take care of it, especially as we get into the hotter months where things are, you know, harder to hide? Let's listen to the internet lady.
If you sweat easily or to the point where sweat is visible on your clothing when you are not exerting yourself, you may have a condition called hyperhidrosis or excessive sweating.
I think a lot of people have this. I really do.
I mean, I think a lot of people got more clogged arteries nowadays than they used to.
How do you take care of it? That's the big thing.
Right.
Like it's embarrassing, let's be honest, right?
Use antiperspirant rather than deodorant. Deodorants mask or stop body odor. However, they still allow you to sweat. Antiperspirants help reduce sweating by plugging your sweat glands when you start to sweat.
I never knew that there was a difference between antiperspirant and deodorant. I had no clue. So, like, to the point where after we discussed it, I had to go home and look in my, like, my medicine thing.
To figure out what you had.
To see what I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it turns out I have antiperspirant.
Antiperspirant.
How come I can't say that word anymore?
Yeah, well, the more you say it and the more we focus on it, the more that we're going to say it weird.
Yeah, so you have to make sure you're using the right one that stops pores, but people will argue that that's not healthy for you either.
That's what I was thinking, is like your body is supposed to flush this stuff out.
Mm.
That's how you were made.
Antiperspirant can be applied to any area of the body that sweats, including the palms, back, and behind the knees.
Now that seems weird, right?
Just put it right on your palms. Put it behind your knees.
What's that? I mean, that's a little bit wacky. I had a friend who used to go through 3 shirts in a construction day.
Yes.
Three shirts.
It's very common for this. A lot of people do. I have a hack. You can take the deodorant.
Yeah.
And if you chafe, like when you start wearing shorts again, as it gets hotter and hotter and they're really short,
mm-hmm.
you use the deodorant, the right in between your legs and then you don't chafe anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a hack. It works. And I taught my daughter to do it and she does it all the time now too.
Wow.
Is it healthy and safe? I don't know.
Right.
But does it work?
Yeah, just
100%.
Keep a sweat journal. For many people who sweat excessively, certain situations can trigger sweating. Keep a log of when your sweating occurs and use the knowledge to help you avoid triggers.
I just got to ask here, what do you think would be more embarrassing? All right. Somebody finds and reads your diary or somebody finds and reads your sweat journal, because I'm thinking the sweat journal is worse.
Whenever we order sandwiches to the studio, Raven immediately starts sweating. So the first thing I would write in Raven's sweat journal is ham and cheese sandwiches cause you to sweat.
I mean, oh my gosh.
To help manage sweaty feet, wear sandals whenever possible.
I feel like it's easier for women to wear sandals whenever possible more than men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lip off your shoes whenever you can.
No, don't take your shoes off.
You had somebody that used to do that in the studio. Gross.
I had a co-host that used to take his shoes off all the time in the studio. I'd be like, are you serious? And then he would just walk around like that. But it's nasty.
That's gross, yeah.
One last thing.
Change socks daily, or more often if your socks are wet.
Who doesn't change their socks every day?
Thank you.
Like, who doesn't do that?
I mean, that's crazy. I get home and I change my socks just because I want to be comfortable.
Not for nothing, but if you're not changing your socks every day and you've learned anything right now, it's please do that.
Seems like a lot of this stuff was obvious. Mm. Best of luck, though, with your sweating.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Raven, if you're mad at a person for something they did in your dream, that's all I need to know about you.
I've experienced this before. What happened?
My mom. It was funny. My mom was mad at my husband, and she wouldn't tell us what happened in the dream.
Okay.
But she was, like, mad at him and kept bringing it up. Mm. I'm like, Ma, if you're not going to tell us what he did in the dream, like, you can't be mad. It was so bad on that.
Yeah, so
it
he cheated.
Bad.
He cheated. He did something like that.
No, he said it was something at the company. I'm like, was he embezzling money? Like, what are you doing?
Well, maybe he cheated the company then, I guess.
I don't know, but it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've dealt with that before where the wife wakes up and gives you side eye for half the day and you're like, what's going on? It's like, well, you were terrible in my dream last night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a real thing. That is not a real thing. If you are coming together with your friends for a draft party for the football draft coming up tomorrow night, that's all I need to know about you. Like, seriously. I mean, just read about it the next day. Mm. It's nowhere near the football season at this point right now. You have no idea whether or not the players that you're getting. It's not even fantasy football time at this point, Anna. And I got a couple of my friends who are just like, what are you doing Thursday? I don't know. Normal stuff. Go home after work, you know, eat dinner, and then at some point go to bed, and then wake up the next day and go to work again. And they're like, oh, we're having a big draft party. I mean, each one of these picks takes like 20 minutes, too.
You know what I think it is, Raven, and I've noticed this lately, and I wonder if you have, too. It's like every celebration seems bigger and sweeter since the pandemic. Cool. And I really believe that. Things that normally, like, you would have, like, 10 people show up, I feel like the place is packed. And, it's just lately, I think you're just so excited to be back out.
You might be right, but here's the thing is, when I get together with my friends for a celebration, it takes a day or two to feel better after that. You know what I mean? So I can't be doing that on a Thursday, guys. Don't call me. It's just not going to work.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you think it's normal to bring your friend with you to work, that's all I need to know about you.
Depends on the job. What profession?
Like a regular corporate job. I work in marketing, and the guy who sits next to me at staff meeting just brings his friend with him every day.
Listen, I'm going to say it doesn't matter what your job is. If you're bringing a friend with you, it's weird. You're not supposed to bring a friend with you. Like, I don't care if you're the landscaper. I don't care if you're the dog walker. I mean, what if the babysitter brought a friend from the moment they arrived at your door? Wouldn't that make you weird? Like, I mean, no. Leave your friend at home.
Yeah.
You're here to work. Here. Hi, I'm here for my shift at McDonald's. Who's this? Oh, this is my friend. I mean, come on. There's no job where that's okay.
I guess.
Stay home.
When you put it that way.
How about go get your own job, friend?
I keep thinking about, like, at the dance school, like, where Dakota goes. It's
okay.
Like, it's like bring a friend day. But I guess it's different when you're three going to ballet versus
and
a job.
They're a guest, and it's one day.
Yeah.
And it's called bring a friend day. There's no day at my job where they're like, bring a friend.
What if I just brought Danielle to work with me? Or Angela, and they just came in and they just sat next to me the whole day.
How long do you think it would be until somebody was like, hey, well, what is she doing here? You know?
She's hanging out. She's hanging out. She brought my friend.
You're right. It's weird. That's all I need to know about you.
When did somebody overshare? Raven is going to give you prepared statements that you can say to avoid all awkwardness. 1-800-330-9999. Had two issues over the weekend. And I it's funny because I feel like more and more lately you get the people that just overshare information and you don't know what to say and you don't know how to respond. And the first time, I was like a deer in headlights. I just froze right there.
Well, it's the time where we're supposed to listen to what people have to say, right?
Yes.
I mean, you don't want to hear after that something has taken place or whatever, and you have not been the person that was there for this person to talk to in any way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, something that goes down at work or something more personal. So, you know, it is the time where you try and listen. At the same time, you can't contain crazy. Wow. Crazy is just out there running around in the world.
And I don't think people realize sometimes that when you say things, it makes you uncomfortable and you don't know how to respond. And I'm quick on my feet. Like, you throw something at me, I can usually come up with something to say, right?
Yeah.
We were at a restaurant and Dakota, my three-year-old, was being Dakota. She was just being a little bit fresh, a little bit loud. And,
sure.
And so the waitress came over to take our order and I apologized. I'm like, don't worry. I'm like, she'll calm down, you know. And she looks at me dead in the eye. And Raven, she says, she's like, you know, it's making me nervous, watcher. I'm late and I'm starting to freak out.
Okay.
Well, and like this goes.
She needed to talk to somebody.
Oh, my gosh. This goes right over Paul's head, my husband. Right.
He has no idea. He figures, late to the table.
He's looking at
my bread?
The beer list. You know, he's trying to figure out which beer he's going to have.
Bring me the bread.
And she's looking right at me. I go, no matter what happens, everything's going to be okay. I go, you just figure it out. You work through it. You know, you're always good. And it's like, you don't, what are you supposed to say?
I mean, I think at that moment, something like, you know, most of the time she's an angel would have probably made her feel better too. But all right. I mean, that's fair. At least you acknowledge the fact that she was saying that.
How late? Did you take a test? Like, what am I supposed
right.
to say?
Oh my God. Let's go to the bathroom. Let's talk. Let's have a discussion here. But first, bring him his bread.
All right. The overshare.
Yeah.
You're in a situation like that, Raven. Give me some things that you can say that immediately get you out of the situation.
Well, it's all technique. I mean, I think that you basically did it. You empathized with her right away and you were like, you know, and then you reassured her that everything's going to be okay. And this is a problem that, you know, for the most part, it's not a problem. It's just a life development. So it's not like somebody is saying something to you crazy. They're just oversharing. So there's three techniques basically when somebody overshares, right? So you empathize, but do not engage, which you kind of engaged, but you didn't follow it up with, oh my God, let's talk more about this and go on and whatever. But you kind of engaged there. You disengaged just as quickly. So that was an acceptable technique. There's distract and deflect, where you're just like, oh, well, no, you made it here totally on time. And it's, you know, it's going to be fine. And you go to the next subject right there. You're like, well, he'll have the bread.
Just move on.
He's going to have the sandwich. We'd like some beers. And then there's the other one where you make them think like you're with them. Right. So then you immediately like, oh, we're kindred spirits. So you could put your hand on her hand and said, we're going to get through this together.
What if I put my hand on her belly and was like, me and you, we got this.
Yes. Right, we're now going to be best friends.
Right after I order this burger.
My name is Anna. I'm a Pisces. I'm going to take care of you. You know, that kind of thing.
The oversharer, the person that gives you information that you are not asking for, and then it's awkward and you don't know how to respond. Raven believes that there's three things you can say when you're in those situations that'll get you right out of it.
It's true. I used them in the woods this past weekend. One of my friends, he was saying way too much.
1-800-330-9999. When did somebody overshare? CNN on Raven.
I was, you know, just hanging out. My boss just had a baby, and I was like, hey, at work, he just got back. And I was, you know, hey, do you have any pictures of the baby? He started showing me pictures of the birth. I was just kind of expecting, like, you know, maybe after he's cleaned up and swaddled, but no, like literally during birth. Quite disturbing. I didn't really know what to say. I didn't think I'd be seeing pictures of that.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
She's on the table.
Yeah. I mean, it really adds another dimension because it's your boss, because you then at that point you have to engage with your boss, of course. But if your office is anything
exactly
like ours, it's busy. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to do the technique where you make them think that you're with them and then you immediately disappear. So the response is, wow. Huh? Crazy. Look at all that. You never think to see that. Right. Great job you did, though. Huh? You see it. I see it. How come nobody else sees it? Inevitably, somebody is walking by and you immediately grab them by the arm and pull them in. As soon as that person's within range of the boss, you're ghost. See ya.
It works.
If you grab another coworker, chances are they know that they can't show those photos to two people. And even so, if they think they can, it's their problem now.
That's a great one, yeah.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Tell us a time that somebody overshared with you and Raven will give you one of his stock responses that'll always work.
Okay, so my neighbor is always talking about her sister, and she's, like, very disparaging about her sister. And she said, if I ever see her sister on the property, to, like, call the police. And I just feel really awkward about it. I'm tired of hearing about how awful her sister is, you know?
All right. So here's what you say next time. Raven, give her one of the stock responses.
Well, you got to distract and deflect and then get yourself out of that situation immediately, right? So you just respond right away. Don't act like you're ignoring her and be like, wow, that's a lot. That's terrible to hear. But you know what? You're doing a fantastic job. So sad to hear that the other side of the coin doesn't match up to yours there. We can talk about it more after I get back from this shopping trip, picking up the kids, whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. Insert your chore right there and then hop in your car immediately and drive away.
Even if you just got home.
Now, if you pull back towards the house and you see her standing by your driveway, do another run around the block.
Keep driving.
Yep.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the time that somebody overshared with you?
This happened very recently. One of my best buddies, he's filed for divorce, or his wife, rather, has filed for divorce because he hasn't been able to please her. And I didn't know how to react when he told me that. I was just like kind of straight deer in the headlights. And
I think we would all be deer in the headlights.
I don't know if I just shut up in that situation and give that song a nod.
No, you use one of Raven's stock messages. Go ahead, Raven.
I think you mean when pleasing. This is not like in a conversation, right? So this is intimate relations, I'm guessing. Okay. I empathize, but do not engage, because there is no way for you to talk about your friend and his wife in that manner, whereas if they stay together, that's going to be cool. So empathize, but do not engage. Do you know, say something like, man, I find that subject to be interesting. I mean, there's got to be a lot to that story right here, but with something this big, I mean, I don't think we got the time to deep dive on it, right? Because, I mean, you're probably going to be at a bar or something like that when he tells you. We'll go through it next time. For now, let's enjoy the minutes that we got. Cheers with the glass. Salute, whatever it is that you guys say, bro, bottoms up, and then order another one right away.
Yes. I mean, I guess that works.
Yeah. Watch him stuff his feelings back down inside. Never, ever, ever to raise that subject again.
It's a social experiment, really. We asked, what can a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old? And we had a ton of comments. Let's see. Janine wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, get up off the floor. Teresa said sleep, not mine. I'm definitely better at sleeping than my 4-year-old.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm playing with the iPad. Explain to me how my daughter can do all the things on an iPad, but still can't figure out how to put on her own shoes when we're in a rush to go somewhere.
It's true.
Yeah.
They've learned everything on that system, right? So they'll be far more advanced than you could ever be.
Yeah. So we asked the same exact question yesterday, and we decided that we were going to put it to the test because my daughter, well, she's 3.5. She's almost 4. And I am 41. So one person called in and they said this.
They can name all of the dinosaurs.
They can name all the dinosaurs. So Raven and I had this conversation about it.
For proof now, name all the dinosaurs you know right now.
Okay. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
1.
Stegosaurus.
2.
Is a platypus a dinosaur? Is this no, right? No. Okay. Wait, what? Pterodactyl.
Okay.
Pterodactyl.
All right, that's 3.
I like the one that the head looks like a rainbow. Triceratops.
Okay.
Yeah, the one from Barney.
That's 4.
Triceratops. So 4. That was the only amount of dinosaurs that I could actually name. So last night, I asked my daughter Dakota.
Dakota, how many dinosaurs do you know? Name them all.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, dinosaurs. What are their, which names?
They're a T-Rex, and Triceratops, and a Brachiosaurus, Pterodactyl, Ankylosaurus.
Oh, Ankylosaurus. I forgot about that one. Any other ones you know?
Velociraptor, Stegosaurus.
Yep, she got 7.
Wow.
7 dinosaurs off the top of her head.
Pretty impressive.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how I can't get this child to eat a piece of meat, but she can name 7 dinosaurs and control an iPad like it's no big deal.
Well, it's all about focus, right? That's where her fascination lies. Mm-hmm. And so therefore she remembers. She has recall. What about the physical type stuff, though?
So somebody had said, hide under the bed. And I thought, I got to be honest with you, I was like, you know what? I could hide under my bed. I could get under my bed.
Thought you could slip right under there, like back in the day.
Well, I always thought, like, if I was ever, something bad was happening at my house, I was always going to be able to hide under my bed. Right,
because nobody would ever look there.
No,
by the way.
never. So I put this video up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, and you can go see it. But this is what it sounded like when we try to challenge each other to the hiding under the bed.
Hmm.
Let's see who can get under the bed faster, me or you. Ready? Mark, get set, go. Can you do it?
Or can I do it?
Okay.
First of all, why do I make so much noise when I have to get down?
It hurts when you get low now, man. It hurts when you get low.
How are you going to get under there?
Like this.
She said like this, and then she was like a little tiny snail. She just slithered right underneath.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And you're still...
Good. You're doing good. Mommy? Yeah.
Mommy, I can't get under the bed.
I can't fit under the bed. Yeah, no. 4-year-olds can definitely fit under the bed more than 40-year-olds.
I imagine you in there like a TV dinner, just trying to wiggle your way under there.
You have to go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven and watch this video, because like I was so confident in myself that I was going to be able to do it. Like, I need a whole backup plan if a robber ever breaks into my house, because that is definitely not where I'm going to be hiding. That's for sure. It's a word or phrase that you ban from your house as a parent. 1-800-330-9999. It's funny how certain words trigger me and I don't like them.
Hmm.
Hayden got in trouble because she told me to shut up. And she said it playfully, but like, I don't like shut up. I don't like shut up as an adult. I think it's like demeaning and you should never tell somebody to do that, let alone like a kid saying it.
Yeah, you know what? We weren't allowed to say shut up in our house, and not even just to our parents. Like, we weren't allowed to say it to each other either.
Yes.
So I do remember that.
Yeah. It's like a real problem word for me. I don't know why I don't like it. Like, I think a psychiatrist would say at some point, somebody must have said that to me and it triggered me, because I get like too upset about it when you hear that word, you know?
Well, I mean, again, teach your kids as you want them to be, right?
Yeah. But there's definitely some words or phrases that just get banned from your house. Also, another word and a phrase that's banned from my house right now, butt face. Nobody is allowed to say the word butt face anymore.
But you brought it into your house.
This is different. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, because you and I started calling each other these things here in the studio.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with us?
And I don't know. And then you brought it home somewhere. It spilled out somewhere. You thought it was funny. You know, this is what happens. Our conversations become jokes other places too.
So, right. So 2 days ago, I went to go pick up. So Dakota, my little one, is 3. And for some reason, she's been calling everybody a butt face now.
Because it feels good.
And so then I go to pick her up. So my Italian mom is like, and today we were in the car and we were driving. She watches Dakota on a couple days a week. And she goes, and she kept calling me a word. And I didn't know what she was saying, Anna.
Oh, no.
So I said, what, Dakota? And then I think she called me butt face. I go, yep, mom. She called you a butt face. And I've been trying to tell her. Like, and Hayden, my 13-year-old, thinks it's hilarious.
Right.
It's the funniest
it's
thing.
It's a giggle machine, right? And most of your friends are going to think the same thing if they hear it slide out.
So now we got a big rule at the house. Nobody says that word. It is a bad word. And every time she says it, she goes in timeout. And like, that's like another word that's been banned. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know when we started doing it. But, you know, that's what happens, right? You start saying things in conversation. And then for a while, it's the only thing you can say.
I don't know. It's the only thing you can say
for a few days.
We asked on our Facebook page, what's like a word or phrase that's banned from your house as a parent? Jacqueline wrote, I'm bored. If a kiddo says that in my house, I give them a chore to do that I can't stand.
You know, it's a banned word for me. Kiddo. Kiddo. Oh. Don't. Just don't. Both of you. Don't. If she texted that, don't. And if you said that, just interjecting that yourself, don't.
Tony had a good one. He wrote, hate. Kids shouldn't use the word hate. Agreed. 100%.
That was one in my house, too. You couldn't use. Yeah.
You can dislike something. That's okay. But hate takes anger and it takes effort. And we don't like that.
And it's supposed to last forever.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't have that.
I've banned butt face and shut up from my house. My kids are not allowed to use those words.
When I was growing up, my parents wouldn't allow us to say, I can't.
Mm.
I can't was no good.
1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. What is that word or phrase banned from your house? On our text line, I've banned leftovers. Instead, I insist on using Encores. It's good enough to eat again. Smart. So smart.
Encore.
Megan has banned the word dump, as in I'm going to take a dump. No, you're going to the bathroom. I cringe when they call it that.
Oh my gosh. I can't even believe that came out of your mouth.
Diana wrote, I banned shut up, stupid, and hate. We swear like sailors, the parents, not the kids, but these words are avoided.
That's funny.
I'm with you on that. Santa and Raven, what words are banned from your house?
Moist. I can't stand that word. It brings up horrible connotations to me. No matter what you think about, even if they moist cake, I can't do it.
What if it's a moist sponge? It's moist.
Oh, stop it.
All right. All right.
Now I just want cake.
All right, cake. I also would like some cake. It's Anna and Raven. What phrase did you ban as a parent?
Honestly, anything that I hear on TikTok. Like, my daughter has been saying bro nonstop. And if I hear bro one more time, I'm going to go crazy.
Well, don't come in this studio because that's all you hear come out of Raven's mouth. He always calls me bro. I'm like, you realize that I'm a woman, right?
I do it for fun. I just think that there's always a phrase that's cycling through. How do you get rid of all of them? You can't.
But didn't bro already go out? Like, why are we bringing that back?
Why did we bring back high-waisted jeans? Why did we bring back bell bottoms? Because people have run out of ideas. Why did they remake Point Break? Why are they bringing back Charmed? I mean, it's the same thing on everything.
We've just run out of ideas. We've run out of slang terms.
In human history, we have gone through all the good stuff. It was called the 80s. Mm-hmm. And now we're bringing it all back at one point or another.
I like that when you think of the good stuff, you think of the 80s.
It was all the 80s. It was.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What phrase did you ban as a parent?
Oh, yeah, I banned the word frickin'. My kids are always saying frickin', and it really gets under my skin.
I don't even say that on the air.
I got to be honest with you. I curse, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's the same way as the word that it's filling in for.
Yeah.
And you can say it in a lot of different ways. You know what I mean? And and kids will start working it. And you know when a kid's saying it to be, like, daring. And I don't like that.
Don't push that barrier. I think it's just as bad as the real word.
Yeah.
One of my friends, Michelle, she says freaking a lot. Mm-hmm. Freaking, which is a little bit better.
No, to me it's the same.
But it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, freaking, friggin', it's all the same.
Ugh.
What about flipping?
Flipping?
Flipping the same? I say flipping, too.
Flipping is all right.
Yeah? Not the way I say it. I'm not going to say it to you the way I say it.
You flipping the pancakes?
No,
I wasn't making pancakes. Yeah,
what?
No. Yeah. Like, what else would you be flipping? Santa and Raven, what phrase did you ban as a parent?
I banned the word meh. My daughter always says that, meh. It's like, what does that even mean?
I can't stand it. I'm with you 100%.
It's indifference, right? I just want to make sure I'm checking my slang.
Yes. Here. Meh.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like the new whatever.
Right. What do you want for dinner? Meh. What? No, you have to want something. Meh. Or if I text her, like, after school, do you want to run to the mall? Meh. I don't, that's not a yes or a no. You have to use one or the other. Otherwise, you're just saying words that don't mean anything.
Exactly.
Santa and Raven, what phrase did you ban as a parent?
And I guess it means all right, but my son says aight. Mm-hmm. And I said, nah, man, you're gonna say all right, dad. I'm not with the aight. So no, all right. You say all right in my house. I banned aight.
I still say that sometimes, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a grown person who pays their taxes.
It's true.
All right?
Yeah.
And if you were in your father's house and he said, don't say that, you're going to say all right here. I bet you would say all right.
It's probably accurate.
Good job, Dad.
I don't feel like doing this. We have to. We have to.
It doesn't.
It's our obligation.
I didn't really know that I was going to be included in half the injustice.
It's never okay to dip your hot dog into your beer. One Yankee fan was caught on video doing it. Of course, it goes viral, and now that's what everybody's talking about, including Jimmy Fallon, who had a guest, Elizabeth Moss, on yesterday. And this is what happened when they tried it during the show.
Get it in there! Get it in there! No, calm down.
Everything I thought it would be,
don't
it ruined
that.
Everything. Ruined the beer.
Do not
it
do it.
It felt like, it tasted like an old, cold hot dog.
Soggy.
Reminds you of the ballpark, I will say.
Yeah, so... Turns out they didn't like it. I can't imagine that we're going to like it either. But here we are. I brought from my house this morning a package of hot dogs. And I didn't have buns, so I had to bring Wonder Bread.
Yeah. And it's not like we have a grill here, so this was microwaved.
Microwave hot dog. And a piece of cold Wonder Bread.
And I don't know why, but the hot dog, like, there's, like, orange goo. On my plate here, like, looks like, I mean, is that supposed to be, like, frozen grease from the hot dog? Because if not, somebody spit on it.
Listen, stop making excuses. Not only did I bring Wonder Bread, old hot dogs,
yeah,
and I brought a Coors Light that I bought for Halloween that nobody drank that's been sitting in my refrigerator for the last 5 to 6 months.
Classy. just like the game. When you look at this plate, though, what's wrong here? The hot dog is facing the wrong way. Who puts the hot dog the long way in the middle of the bun? You got to go this way horizontal so you get full bun on both sides of the hot dog.
Stop stalling, Raven. Stop stalling.
All right.
All right, here we go. Now, the guy in the video was really enjoying it, and there were a lot of people on TikTok that said it was all right. So, you know what? We might as well give it a try because who are we?
Dip the beer in the bun in there.
Remember at the tennis open, the U.S. Open, they were dipping chicken nuggets into Coca-Cola, and people were saying it was delicious.
Feels different. Feels different.
Really?
Every part of it feels different.
All right, let's put our microwaved hot dog and Wonder Bread into our 6-month-old Coors Light. I can't put it in my mouth. I can't find it. I can't. Once I felt the moisture of the Wonder Bread with the beer. Stop videoing, Sean. It's going down my face. It's going down my chin. What do you think? Wait, you're going for a second bite?
No, I'm just trying to swallow it. I'm working through it. It's not good. It immediately cools off the hot dog, which only tastes good hot, in my opinion. The bread is soggy. And I'm not going back to that beer. I can't do it. I can't go back to the beer.
What we've decided, it ruins the beer, which is the bigger problem, is that you can no longer drink the beer. I took a bite from the other side just because I wanted a hot dog, and it was fine without the beer.
It didn't matter what time you were getting in, how poorly it was prepared.
I just wanted a bite of hot dog.
They hooked you at that point.
We don't recommend this. We don't.
No.
No. Why is it trending? 3 news stories trending and why. First one, Raven, hashtag Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. This story just gets wackier and wackier every single day.
You know, for the life of me, I get it. When people are really angry and they want to break up and they're just mad at each other for years after, for the life of me, I can't imagine why it is that they would want to go so hard, so public at this thing. I mean, neither of them recover.
I've said this a million times. Like, you know how you always see, like, celebrities are just like us. They are nothing like us. Like, no normal people would ever do this.
I know people like this that have been like this in their relationship, but they don't want to talk about it.
Witnesses are testifying in the defamation trial between former married actors Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Check out one of Amber Heard's lawyers objecting his own line of questioning during the trial yesterday.
Say what?
Yeah.
You didn't know what could cause damage to Mr. Depp's hand while you were there on March 8th, correct?
Dr. Kipper told me he sustained an injury on one of his fingers.
Objection. Hearsay.
Wait, you asked the question.
Oh.
Next question.
Okay, you said he sustained an injury to his finger.
Yes.
I mean, what is happening? Not even the lawyers know what to do at this point.
He was just upset with what that guy was going to say.
Right, so he's trying to
pull
it back.
Wait a minute. We talked about this. You were supposed to be smarter.
Right. The judge was like, no, you asked the question. That's not how hearsay works.
And you know what? More effectively at that point, he should have just screamed so nobody could hear him. And he'd be like, okay.
All right, also trending, Jupiter. Jupiter's trending because a former NASA astrologer posted a video showing celestial objects to size, scale in size, rotation, speed, and tilt. So basically comparing all the planets like against each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I thought Earth was so big. Earth is very small.
Yeah. I mean, you're announcing this right now as part of the news, like that Earth is smaller than Jupiter?
No, the reason why this is trending is because when you actually see the video, let's retweet that right now at Anna and Raven on Twitter. You can see compared to the other planets. So we're the same size as Venus, a little bit bigger than Mars.
Yeah.
But Neptune and Uranus are like 70 times bigger than us. Saturn and Jupiter are like 200 times bigger. And if you look at the sun, it is so ginormous compared to how big we are that I almost saw that and thought to myself, well, thank goodness we can't ruin global warming because the sun is bigger than 100 billion of us.
You mean it'll still be lit?
It'll still be lit.
That's not really how it works. So, but thank you for this interesting science lesson. That's been
good. I know that, but when you watch it in a video form,
then it made it real for you.
It's crazy. It's why it's trending.
Okay.
Right. And then completely
I don't think
away
we're
from
worried
science.
About the sun turning off.
It's
about the atmosphere. But okay, go ahead.
All right. Also trending, Barry Manilow. Why is Barry Manilow trending?
I don't know.
He's endorsing Dr. Pepper's re-releasing their dark berry flavor, but I'm confused because this is the ad.
I'm Barry Manilow, and I'm here to tell you that Dr. Pepper Dark Berry is back, but only
for people named Barry. So if your name is Lola, Rico, Tony, or of course, Mandy, no dark Barry for you.
It seems hurtful, Barry.
I can't say
I get it.
But it's like weird, right? Like, well, so you're saying unless your name is Barry, you for real can't get it? Or is this a joke?
When you put that news story next to your science lesson actually comes up better. All right? It rises up. Be thankful for that.
It's not my fault they're trending. They're trending.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Kevin and Andrea. Andrea, what's going on?
Hi. Well, the thing is, my 15-year-old daughter wants to go and see Lady Gaga in concert this summer. I offered to take her and her friend and, you know, go with them and kind of chaperone. And my daughter said that she wants me to go, but wait outside, like go do something else while she's in the concert, go have dinner or whatever. And I think, you know, if they want to do that, fine. Then I'm saving money on tickets. I'll just let them go. They're 15. They can look out for themselves. I don't really see a problem with that.
Kevin, I'm guessing you feel a different way.
Oh, absolutely. She's 15 years old, is way too young. I keep telling her, way too young for her to be left alone with her friend in a concert. Things happen. Let's put it this way. Things happen, especially at a concert. So I ain't for it. I ain't co-signing it. And I basically said, look, either me and mommy go with you or you ain't going.
Yeah, but there's so many people around. What's going to happen? I mean, they'll be fine. They're old enough.
Babe, I'm telling you, look, I was in Smoking Grooves, 1998. I don't even want to tell you what I was doing when I was a little older than she was. But look, I'm telling you now, concerts is not the place for a 15-year-old, two 15-year-old girls to be by themselves. No, ain't happening. Mm. Ain't happening.
How old were you when you went to your first concert by yourself?
My gosh, I don't remember. I'm going to say 17 or 18.
Yeah, I think the first concert I went to, I was probably 14 or 15, and my mom went, and that was the deal.
Yeah.
That was the only way that I was getting to go. I mean, you're both kind of right. Andrea, you think you drop them off and security's there, and what's going to happen? It's a show. Everybody is there for the show. But the very fact that there is so many people in the arena creates a certain level of danger, too. I mean, I got to agree with you, Kevin, that their job is not to look out for the attendance so much as it is to just kind of look out for the entire mass of people. And if you've got 20, 30,000 people in an arena, I mean, not for nothing. That's an awful lot of eyes you would need to keep an eye on everybody.
Here's the bigger question is, who's the artist? Because when I was 20 years old, I went to Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
And I would argue that at that point, I was still too young to go by myself to a concert. It would have probably been better if I brought my mom or my dad.
I mean, Lady Gaga seems nice enough, right? But, I mean, everybody...
No, what? What's our fan base called? A bunch of little monsters, bruh. Well, yeah. The little monsters. I have my baby sitting on the little monsters.
Yeah, but they're really nice. Yeah,
I mean,
they're
think
really
they mean it affectionately.
Yeah,
but
they're
right,
loving,
okay.
They're a loving
I mean,
group.
I get what you're saying. I mean, there's a lot of people there. And not for nothing, if you're a bad person, I think you understand who's going to be at the Lady Gaga concert, too. So I get your apprehension. I do understand it.
It's really an easy vote. 15 years old. Is it too young to go to a concert by yourself? What do you think?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's a tough one. Kevin and Andrea have a 15-year-old daughter. She wants to go see Lady Gaga this summer. Andrea said, all right, yeah, I'll come with you.
Right, that sounds awesome. Thanks for inviting me. She was like, Ma, no.
No, I want to go just me and my friend. You can stay outside in the car. You and Daddy can wait outside. But like, I'm old enough to go to a concert by myself. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Is 15 years old too young to go to a concert by yourself?
I mean, Kevin thinks it's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. Doesn't want her going to the show at all. Thinks that it's plenty for them to worry about. And being outside won't be enough, frankly. He says that at least his wife has got to go to the show or else his daughter's not going, period. I don't know. How old were you when you went to your first concert?
Young. I went young, but I had my mom with me. It was New Kids on the Block was the first concert. Mm-hmm. I think by myself, I was probably 17 or 18.
Yeah, I was 15 and my mom wore a leather skirt.
Oh, God.
Def Leppard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were both cool.
Her hair was so teased, I can see it already.
It was awesome.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. 15 years old. Too young to go to a concert by yourself?
Absolutely too young. I'm always the father on this one. Even though you give them the rules, don't do this, don't do that, they're 15. They're a little stupid at that age. They're going to do things that they shouldn't do. So please,
apparently to go with them.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Really comes down to is 15 years old, too young to go to a concert by yourself. Kevin and Andrea's daughter wants to go see Lady Gaga this summer. Here's the problem. Andrea's like, great, I'll get us tickets to go.
Right.
And then she's like, no, Mom, me and my friend, like, you and Daddy can wait outside. Like, you don't need to come in. I'm old enough now to go to a concert by myself.
Yeah, Kevin hates that idea. He thinks that there's way too many people in there. It's a big concert. You know, forget it. There's going to be no supervision whatsoever. Who knows what trouble they could get into, let alone, you know, other people in their section or whatever. He does not like it.
Andrea thinks she's responsible. She has a phone. She'll be able to reach us. What's the big deal? You know, let her go. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Is 15 years old too young to go to a concert by yourself?
I don't know. I'm 53 years old, and I went to my first concert at 14 with a friend, and the dad waited outside in the car. So I don't see a problem with it. I mean, I know things have changed, and in some ways things are a little more dangerous. But, I mean, you can't keep kids locked up in a box forever because then they just rebel, and you don't want that to happen.
Who was the concert that you went to go see?
You two. I think it was The Unforgettable Fire.
I mean, all those years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That ticket was like $30. $40.
Exactly. It was. I think I still have the ticket stub.
Nice.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the father's side. 15 is way too young. There is a lot going on at concerts that nobody even wants to talk about. And Lady Gaga is not a sweet woman.
What? What?
Not a sweet woman.
I mean, I watched her lady, special. She seems
not
lovely.
A sweet woman.
Seemed very nice with Tony Bennett.
I mean,
okay.
And with Liza Minnelli on the stage.
Yeah, very nice with Tony Bennett. She's part of the Illuminati. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah,
I agree with the father.
Please leave it at that.
Thank you. And Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side.
Go ahead, why?
You have to let her go to the concert.
Why do you think that?
You have to let her go to the concert. They have cell phones now. She can call you if there's a problem. 15, you have to start trusting your kids.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andrea, our audience agreed with you. If you feel she's responsible enough, as long as you're on site, sitting in the car, hanging out, waiting, and she knows how to get back to you, seems all right.
Excellent. Thank you.
Kevin, there's no rule against you going to sit in the car, too. The cell phone's close at hand, right? And you tell her right when she walks in the door, listen, any trouble, anything, I expect this phone to ring. On the other hand, if you don't go, you got the house to yourself and your wife is on standby.
Yeah, bruh, and that don't make me channel my Anna Liam Neeson, bruh. She can touch something, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to, woo.
No, you're right. I'd be outside, too. I get it. I mean, even having lost the battle, I'm going to be there for the war. So I get it.
Don't make me go there.
You have a problem, too. Send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $6,100 thanks to Discover Card. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at the gas station and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. All right, Nancy, you ready to do this?
I think so.
Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Nancy.
All right, Nancy.
Thank you.
All the good vibes. Let's do this. $6,100 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Ready to play.
Number one, Sharon Osbourne says that plastic surgery made her look like a cyclops. She dramatically was fired from what daytime talk show last year?
The View.
Number two, Viola Davis has a new memoir out called Finding Me. She plays which first lady in Showtime's The First Lady?
Oh, my goodness. Michelle Obama.
Number three, the mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes, is now available to watch on Netflix. What was Marilyn's birth first name? Her real name?
No idea.
Number four, Julia is a series on HBO Max that follows the rise of Julia Child. What was the name of her first groundbreaking cookbook?
The Home Cook.
Number five, Disney had their special tax district status revoked this past week in a controversial ruling. At Disney World, it's Cinderella's castle. But which princess's castle is at Disneyland?
Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Nancy got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, hey. Nancy. $6,100. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Sharon Osbourne says that plastic surgery made her look like a cyclops. She dramatically was fired from what daytime talk show last year?
The Talk.
The Talk is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Viola Davis has a new memoir out called Finding Me. She plays which first lady in Showtime's The First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
Yes. Number three, The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes is now available to watch on Netflix. What was Marilyn's birth first name?
It's Norma, right? Or Norma Jean?
Norma Jean.
Goodbye,
yeah.
Norma Jean. I mean, that's an
easy
one.
Now I know it.
Yeah. Number four, Julia, is a series on HBO Max that follows the rise of Julia Child. What was the name of her first groundbreaking cookbook?
I'm going to know it when you say it.
Yeah. Mastering the Art of French Cooking.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I wouldn't have even been close.
Number five, Disney had their special tax district status revoked this past week in a controversial ruling.
It's wild.
At Disney World, it's Cinderella's castle. But which princess's castle is at Disneyland?
Oh, I'll just take a shot and say... God, it feels like a trick question. I'm going to say Belle just to take a guess.
No, Sleeping Beauty. I'm sorry, Nancy. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, thanks, guys. I'm sorry. I can't beat Raven.
Well, good try, Nancy. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $6,200.
There are so many people right now yelling in their cars that they beat you. I know it, and it makes me sad inside, and we're going to try again tomorrow.